This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Parliament has passed the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The bill was cleared by the upper house with 128 members voted in favour of it while 95 members voted against the legislation. The Rajya Sabha held discussion on the bill for around 12 hours. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. The bill aims to streamline the management of Waqf properties with provisions to safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. The legislation also aims to improve governance by enhancing transparency in property management, streamlining coordination between Waqf boards and local authorities in protecting stakeholders' rights. Replying to a debate on the bill, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that crores of poor Muslims will be benefited from this legislation and in no way it harms any single Muslim. He said that in the Joint Parliamentary Committee, the views of members were also heard and their suggestions were incorporated in the bill. Mr. Rijiju made it clear that there will be 22 members in the Central Waqf Council, including the ex-officio members, and in the council there will not be more than 4 non-Muslim members. Earlier, while moving the bill, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the bill has been brought after a detailed consultation with the stakeholders as well as in the Joint Parliamentary Committee. Rejecting the opposition's allegations, he said, only Muslim can get the benefit of Waqf and it is not correct that any non-Muslim will interfere in the management of Waqf properties.
हम चाहते हैं कि सबको decision making का body में जगह मिलना चाहिए इसलिए सबको empowerment कर रहे हैं. Efficiency को हम increase करने के लिए technology का इस्तेमाल करने का भरपूर इसमें प्रावधान किया गया है. अब centralized database होगा, digital portal होगा, जो सारा state board के साथ में link होगा, live होगा. Waqf property का continuously registration, tracking, compliance पूरा व्यवस्था करके हमने efficiency को target दिया है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the 6th BIMSTEC Summit in Bangkok, Thailand today. The theme of the summit is BIMSTEC, Prosperous, Resilient and Open. The Bangkok Vision 2030 will be adopted at the summit and the report of the BIMSTEC Eminent Persons Group will also be endorsed to chart the future direction of BIMSTEC. Prime Minister Modi reached Bangkok on a two-day visit to Thailand yesterday. He held bilateral talks with his Thai counterpart Pentong Tan Shinawatra. They reviewed the entire range of bilateral cooperation between India and Thailand. They discussed ways to further strengthen political exchanges, defence and security partnership, strategic engagement, trade and investment, and people-to-people ties. They underlined the need to enhance connectivity, health, science and technology, startup, innovation, digital education, culture and tourism collaborations. Both leaders also discuss ways to deepen cooperation for countering transnational organized crimes, including human trafficking, narcotics trafficking, and cyber scams. The two prime ministers exchanged views on global issues and discussed ways of forging closer cooperation in sub-regional, regional, and multilateral fora, including BIMSTEC, ASEAN, and Mekong Ganga cooperation. Mr. Modi and Mr. Shinawatra witnessed exchange of the joint declaration on the establishment of India-Thailand strategic partnership. They also witnessed exchange of MOUs in the field of handlooms and handicraft, digital technologies, micro, small and medium enterprises and maritime heritage. Both leaders also welcomed the establishment of an India-Thailand consular dialogue, which will further facilitate people-to-people contacts between the two countries. Following the BIMSTEC summit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Sri Lanka later today for the second leg of his two-nation tour. During the three-day visit, Mr. Modi will hold bilateral talks with President Anura Kumaradasanayake. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met former Prime Minister of Thailand Thaksin Shinawatra in Bangkok. In a social media post, Mr. Modi described his meeting with him as delightful. He added that Mr. Shinawatra has extensive experience in matters relating to governance and policy-making. Parliament has adopted a statutory resolution confirming imposition of the President's rule in Manipur, with the Rajya Sabha giving its nod early this morning. The statutory resolution is related to the proclamation issued by the President on 13 February this year under Article 356(1) of the Constitution in relation to Manipur. The Lok Sabha has already approved it. And that is the end of this news bulletin.